You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the Vanderpump Rules, Lala Kent. How are you, Lala?
I'm so good. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. Nice to meet you and your mama and her friend all the way from Salt Lake City. Now, before we get into anything, I heard you were just robbed. Are you okay?
I was robbed for the fourth time.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's a habit? What happened?
I was on set of a movie and my car was parked with the rest of the cast and where the trailers were. And I came back to my car and over $30,000 worth of things were taken.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they're not breaking windows. So I'm super paranoid at this point.
How did the other robberies happen?
The exact same way.
In the car?
In the car, the last three, the first time they took the whole car.
Oh, can't do anything about that.
No, they found it with all the tires slashed and it had been in an accident.
Yeah.
The first three happened behind double gated, guarded gates.
So you're just a magnet for thieves.
I probably should have learned at this point, don't keep things in my car.
Yeah.
But I just felt like my stuff this time was safer in a locked car than in a trailer that was not locking.
And what are the odds? You've already been robbed three times. You figure you're cool at this point, right?
Right. Like, I figured they got everything they wanted.
Yeah.
But apparently they're coming for more.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
But you're okay. So that's what happened.
I'm fine.
Right. Well, let's talk Vanderpump Rules. I know you just taped the reunion and I heard it was pretty intense, right?
Within 20 minutes, people were squaring up to go toes. And Andy Cohen got in the middle and I'm like, what are you going to do? Sit down and protect that gorgeous face.
Oh my gosh. So I happen to know Lisa.
Okay.
And the show's on all the time because my wife watches it. All
of course.
Her and my sister love it. And Billie Lee said she was nervous to see you at the reunion. Did you guys have it out? Why was she nervous?
I can get a little intense.
Really?
Yeah. When I feel like someone's not being respectful, I get I just kind of see red.
Mm.
And so understandably, I know why she was nervous, but she shouldn't have been. It's not like I'm going to attack anybody when it's not warranted.
Right. Oh, but if it is warranted, look
well,
out.
Well, I mean, just with my words, I feel like my tongue is sharper than any machete.
There you go. No need for physical assault.
No.
When you've got your own ginsu.
When I have a tongue that can do the work for me and I'm not going to catch a case for it, then that's what I'm going for.
I'm going to tread lightly in this interview then.
You're fine.
All right. I know you had to deal with the loss of your father in front of the cameras. Has it been tough to watch and sort of relive the grieving again?
Yeah. I started filming Vanderpump 3 weeks after my dad passed away suddenly. So that reliving it and just seeing, how very little they were showing of my grieving process, because I get it. It's a very heavy subject, but I mean, that entire season I was in a fog.
Yeah, I bet. That's tough one to...
Just putting one foot in front of the other was a win for me.
And you've also been pretty open about your struggles with sobriety.
Yeah.
How long did you struggle and how bad did it get?
I honestly didn't realize that I was struggling. I just kept thinking I need to retrain myself to drink, which does not exist because I've tried it multiple times.
I do that about every weekend.
Yeah. Right. And then there was a time where I was in Disney World and I was drunk for 4 days straight, morning till night.
Wait, in Disney World?
Yeah.
Why? That's a random place to choose to get hammered.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Yeah.
With my entire family, there were 25 people and I was just not. I couldn't even tell my head from my own ass at that point.
That's the happiest place on earth. If you can't be happy without some liquor there, then what's
going
on?
There's a problem.
Right.
So I got back to LA and the next morning I woke up and I was like, I'm not living my life this way. I'm reaching out and getting help. And I've been sober for, it'll be 6 months in a few weeks.
Good for you.
Weeks. Yeah.
Good for you. So
Thank
that's
you.
It. You're not touching it anymore.
No, there's no other way. And
right.
I still go out and I have a great time. There are times where I'm 10 o'clock, I need to go home. And other nights I last, we just had the Vanderpump cocktail garden opening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having the best time ever until 2:30 in the morning, taking shots of pineapple juice.
There you go. Staying hydrated.
Right?
You get your health juices flowing right there. So this is random. You're going to be in this Al Pacino movie called Axis Sally.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's that about?
It's about Axis Sally. She was on trial for treason. She was like Hitler's girlfriend is what they would call her.
Oh, so it's on based on a true story.
It is a true story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And they wanted to hang her and she ended up, you know, serving because of Al Pacino's character. He plays Laughlin, which is her lawyer.
Yeah.
And I play Elva, who's on the defense attorney, who's trying to get Mildred, Axis Sally, hung. So I go toes with him. And
what?
It was insane.
I love that expression, by the way. I go toes. I like that.
I was dying because you don't really know how an actor who's like Al Pacino works. Like, are they right from the script? Do they like to have a little bit of fun and improv? And luckily for me, he likes to improv. So we had the best time during this scene.
So wait a minute. How did that come about? You just don't move to LA and then all of a sudden you're starring opposite Al Pacino in a film. Was that sort of an accident that happened or audition?
Or is Al just a big Vanderpump Rules fan?
Apparently.
I wish that were the case. No, my fiance is a movie producer and I hustle him. For sure. He told me about this film and I said, are there any parts for me? And he was like, there's this part that we're going to be casting, but the problem is it's opposite Al Pacino. And I said, I want to see
the... Wait, that's a problem?
Well, because who am I, you know? Right. I said, I want to see the sides and I want to audition.
Good for
and
you.
And he was like, okay. So I took my acting classes and I went in and I did my thing and they were like, done.
Nailed it.
No, you got to give it a shot.
Right? And it wasn't a huge part, but it was just a scene with me and Al, and then I gave a full monologue.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
As much as I sit there and see people saying like, oh, you had the door open because your fiance is a movie producer. It's like, he may have opened the door, but I'm the one that's taking over the damn house.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you. Do you want to continue to do more of that?
I'm obsessed. I love it. I just finished another film with Misha Barton and Frankie Grande, which is very like it was like such a fun cast, and it's a horror film. I won't give too much away because I think it's going to be fun for people to watch.
How did their acting compare to Al Pacino?
Very different. Yeah. Very different.
That's not same caliber.
Still great and fun.
Right,
but it's Al Pacino.
Of course.
You
go. Of
you
course.
Know?
What is that one called? The horror one.
It's called The Lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they wrap shooting this week, but it's going to be amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you've also got a beauty line.
I do.
Everything going on. Give them Lala.
Yeah, right? Give them Lala, beauty girl.
Give them Lala. So what products are you focusing on?
So I started with 6 lip colors because I was like, let's just have fun with this. Like, who knows what's going to happen, but like, whatever. I want to start something. And within, you know, 6 months, we went from 6 products to over 50.
Wow.
So we have lips, highlighters, and eyeliner.
Are there even 50 products?
Yeah.
Out there? I thought there's lip lighters and concealer and what else?
There's a lot. I want to say I woke up this way, but I did not.
You did not? I thought that's all. Okay.
But for me, it's like, I love doing makeup, but most of the time I want to walk out with just like a grease all over my face to prevent wrinkles.
Right.
So forgive them. Exactly. Forgive them, Lala Beauty. I want to keep it very simple. But also have it be like, oh, this is the goat.
Got you know? It. All right, wait, what's the expression again? On your toes, or what'd you say?
Go toes.
You're going to go toes. Yeah. Because in case you have to go toes with anyone, you want to be looking.
I want to be glammed up.
You want to be glammed up. Exactly. You mentioned your fiance. Congratulations.
Thank you.
When'd you get engaged?
We got engaged in September 1st.
Okay. Did you feel it was coming or surprised you?
I knew that we were going to be engaged at some point, but I was completely, I still didn't even know that it was happening until I saw the ring. I thought he was just doing a grand gesture.
How did he propose?
We went to Cabo and we were on the beach and had like this phenomenal dinner in like this cute little chic hut. And then we were walking along the beach and I see this big screen TV and like all these cozy couches and like Dom Perignon. I was having the best time ever. And he was like, I want to just hang out on the beach tonight and watch Friends. If anyone knows me, they know the best life ever is just watching Friends. I'm happy.
Okay.
And so we're watching Friends. It cuts out in like this montage of our life together, you know, him with my dad, me with his girls. And it says, and then there was this, and I turn around and he's down on one knee. He reads me a beautiful letter he's written and tells me the full story about how he asked my dad before he passed away. When I say I was bawling my eyes out. there was a camera there. I'm like, no, like, photographer, like, do not catch my Botoxed troll face trying to cry right now.
Dang, that was a full-on production.
And then just wait.
Oh.
Along the
you
beach.
You finished the episode of Friends.
Along the beach, a fireworks show.
Wow.
Along, you guys.
Wow.
It's like a movie.
That he well
He's
produced.
He's a producer. He produced, yes, he produced our that. Engagement.
So I can only imagine the wedding. Have you gotten into that?
Ugh. Mario, I'm the worst bride-to-be ever. I just feel like it's over now. Like, we're engaged. I'm so happy. Right. And now they're like, when's the wedding? I'm like, oh, I still have to plan that.
Yeah. Well, enjoy engagement.
I'm
and
enjoying
enjoy
it
enjoy
so
Enjoy each phase. Because well, once they ask you the wedding, they're going to ask you about kids.
The baby,
and the kids
right?
Going,
yeah.
And based on the proposal, let him do it. Let him produce
it. You guys,
it.
He's so into it. He called me today. He's like, babe, so I talked to the wedding planner and we were thinking this. And I'm like, sounds great.
We have a
Let's
wedding planner?
Yeah. I know, right? We'll have a date. We're going to look at places the middle of April. Okay. And then once I have a date, then I know it's like, this is happening.
Are you inviting your Vanderpump Rules cast?
Of course. That's okay. My family.
So you're cool with all of them.
What
then?
About Billy Lee?
No. The thing is it's like, that's
my family, except that's the cousin I hate.
Your wedding is something where you want to look back and be like, I still keep in touch with those people.
Right.
You know, like Billy's a cool chick, but do I see her in my life a year from now, two right. years? No. So if I don't even see her a year from now, think about like 30 years right. from now.
Smart. Exactly. Exactly. Well, congrats.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Like it's going to be cool. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All
okay.
right. Go to karaoke song.
Oh, what is that song? And so I wake in the morning and I.
That's
what's
a good song.
What's up?
Oh.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah. What's
called
going
what's up?
On?
You know how I'm talking about?
Hey, yeah. Who sings that? Concrete Blonde. Yeah.
Four
non-blondes.
What did
four
you say?
I said concrete. I knew there was a blonde in there. Thank you, Kyle. Producer Kyle.
Actually, that's my go-to.
Actually, it's four non-blondes.
Okay, yeah, but right. Concrete, I was in the same vicinity.
Yeah. Yes.
I had a blonde in there. I think that's partial credit. Good karaoke song.
Thank you.
Last show you binged watched.
Ooh, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
All your answers are really old school at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I like that. Like yeah. old soul, I like that. Friends, Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, totally.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Kobe Bryant.
Random?
Random.
In Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Okay. last podcast you listened to?
Serial with Sarah Koenig.
Okay. I was thinking of Salt Lake. I was like, no Karl Malone? If you could be an animal, what would you be?
An orca.
Ooh, you've thought about that. That was quick.
Yeah.
Why an orca? Because they're killer?
They're just incredible. You guys have
They
used...
go toes on the
oh,
seals.
You guys, there was a beach lined up
the
full
seals
of dead
don't
sharks.
Have toes when it comes
the orcas
to that.
Learned how to flip sharks on their back.
Yes.
Go like that to them, like headbutt them,
right.
and then eat their insides.
Yeah.
They're so smart. And they never
they really
leave
are.
Their pods, and I never leave mine.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. I like the loyalty. Look at mom with the thumbs up over there. Well, Vanderpump Rules airs Mondays on Bravo, and you can follow her on Instagram at Lala Kent. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!